בוקר אור רבותיי, ברשות מעלת הרב. Just one short idea on the parasha that we're about to read, parashat Vayetze Yaakov. The pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov be'er Shava, Vayelech Hanana. So these are extra words. The pasuk could just say, Vayelech Hanana. Why does the pasuk have to say, Vayetze Yaakov be'er Shava? We know he was living in Be'er Sheva. The point is, Vayelech Hanana. You don't have to tell me he left, he went. It's too many words. So Rashi, of course, comes along and tells us a big hadush. Lelamed, she yitziat at tzaddik min ha-makom, osa roshem. When the tzaddik leaves the place, it makes an impression. But yitzei Yaakov, when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, it was a big thing. Be'er Sheva wasn't the same after Yaakov Abinu left. Why? Was Yaakov Abinu the first tzaddik to ever leave a town? Avraham Abinu also left. The pasuk says, "Lech lecha me'arsecha." How come Rashi didn't say over there, "Oh, lech lecha melamed shi'tziat tzaddik min ha'makom osa roshem"? Why did Rashi wait until Yaakov Abinu left to tell me this hiddush of yitziat tzaddik min ha'makom osa roshem? Yitzhak Abinu also left. Why doesn't he say, "Melamed shi'tziat tzaddik osa roshem"? No, "Vayetze Yaakov." Now Rashi tells us. So we once explained, very simply, when Avraham Abinu left his father's house, it was clear that when Avraham left, all the Kiddushah left, because he was the only tzaddik. He left his father Terach. There was nobody left. The town after Avraham left was bankrupt from tzaddikim. So it's pashut. It goes without saying. But Yaakov Abinu, he left his father. He left his mother. Those were tzaddikim. Yitzhak and Rivka. So that she's saying, still, you can't compare when you have three tzaddikim, or now you only have two tzaddikim. Even if you downgrade the town, and one less tzaddik is there, yitziat tzaddik min ha-makom, osa roshem. Even though there's still some tzaddikim that's left over. That's the hadush that she is telling to me over here. But we once said a different explanation. What was Yaakov Abinu's position? Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov Abinu sat in the Bet Midrash and he learned Torah the whole day. That was his profession. Lomed Torah. Yoshev, he sits in the tent. What did Avraham Abinu do? Avraham Abinu went from place to place. He was Doresh Et Elohim. He went from city to city, like it says, in order to spread monotheism. So therefore, you might have said, when Avraham Abinu left, of course you felt it, because he was giving derashot, he was giving speeches, he was giving shi'urim. When Avraham Abinu left, everybody said, Avraham Abinu's not here anymore. It was felt. But Yaakov Abinu, what was he doing? He was sitting and learning in the Bet Midrash. When he was there, nobody knew he was there. When he left, maybe he would say, nothing changed. Rashi comes along and says, even a Tamid Hakam that's sitting in the Bet Midrash, and he's learning, and he's not talking to anybody, and he's not giving derashot, and he's not giving shi'urim, when he leaves, yitziat tzaddik, afilu tzaddik kemo Yaakov, shaya yoshev oalim, ishtam yoshev oalim, vedo haya kemo Avraham, at that time, that was going around, afilu hachi, yitziat tzaddik min ha-makom, osa roshem, which means, whenever you have Tamidei Hachamim that are studying, even though they're binding their own business, they make an influence on the Sibur. What does it mean? The Kiddushah of the Tzaddik that learns in the Bet Midrash does not remain in the Bet Midrash. The Kiddushah of the Tzaddik goes outside the Bet Midrash. There's a Kiddushah in the atmosphere. The Tzaddik that's learning in the Bet Midrash, he pumps into the environment Kiddushah. He doesn't only benefit from it. Everybody in the neighborhood benefits from it. David HaMelech said, "Shetulim bebet Adonai, behasrot Eloheinu yafrichu." Shetulim bebet Adonai means the tzaddikim are in the Bet Hashem, they're in the Bet Midrash. But who benefits? Behasrot Eloheinu. The people in the Hatzer, those are the people outside. That means the Tamid Chacham has a roshem, not only for the direct Midrash that he's in, but even in other places. As the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, we say it every day. Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Bach Misilot Bilbabam. What does it mean, Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Bach? Fortunate is the person, Oz Lo Bach. The Oz is the Torah for himself. He doesn't teach, he doesn't go out. Oz Lo Bach. The Pasuk says, Misilot, he makes roads. Where does he make roads? Bilbavo Lo Ne'emar. Misilot Bilbabam. He affects the hearts of others. What do you mean? He never gave a derash. He didn't speak to them. He didn't talk to them. He didn't mekarev them. Explanation is, his Torah is able to affect, even without him saying anything, the kedusha that he creates in the environment, misilot bilbavam, is able to make a misila bilbavam shel achirim. There was one time, Rav Yisrael Salanta once said that because a Jew is learning in one part of the world, another Jew in Europe will decide to wear tefillin. What does he mean to say? That the kedusha that one Jew in America has by learning, there's a roshim. That roshim doesn't stay in America. That roshim, so who knows? We pray over here, that's a hamma. It's okay, we prayed for ourselves. But the roshim that we create on the town, because we invest in it and we infuse in the environment kedusha, maybe there's a guy in the street now walking and saying, you know what? Maybe now I'll be Shomer Shabbat. So where did it come from? Because you had Sadiqim. But you never spoke to that person. Because you had some Sadiqim that were doing God's work in private. And that's the Hiddush of Rashi. She'afilu tzaddik kemo Yaakov Abinu. Afilu tzaddik kemo she'yaakov she'yatsa min ha'makom osa roshem. The roshem is felt because now you don't have that inyan of the kedusha. There was one time Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Alav Shalom, he was learning in his apartment on the east side in New York. And they came to Rabbi Feinstein and they told him, Hakam, you have to pray. A Jewish boy just got hit by a car and Hatzalah is coming and he's very, very critical. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, impossible. It cannot be a Jewish boy. We saw the boy on the floor. We see his yarmulke on the floor. We're sorry to tell you it's a Jewish boy. It can't be. Go check. They went and they checked. Sure enough, it wasn't a Jewish boy that got hit. It was a goy boy got hit. The Jewish boy was running away to so he doesn't get hit by the car. His yarmulke fell next to the goy. But the Jewish boy got saved. So they went to Rabbi Feinstein. They said, you're a prophet. He said, I'm not a prophet. He said, I know that I'm learning Torah in the neighborhood. The Torah that I'm learning protects the whole neighborhood. So it can't be that a Jew, as I'm learning the Torah, so you see what? A tzaddik is learning his apartment, but who's benefiting? The whole neighborhood benefits from the kedushah of the tzaddik. And that's what Yaakov Abinu was doing. He was learning Torah, but the whole area benefits. Avraham Abinu was obvious. And she doesn't have to tell us. When Avraham left, everybody said, oh, we lost the great darshan. We lost the great mekarev rehokim. But Yaakov Abinu, they didn't know he was there. They didn't know he left. And she says, no, afilu tzaddik emo Yaakov, shu tzaddik perati, she yotze min ha-makom, osa roshem. However, I would like to explain it a different way. What does it mean, yitziyat tzaddik min ha-makom, osa roshem? The simple explanation is like we said, when he leaves, there's an effect, which means you feel the loss. But I would like to explain differently. In the Kabbalah, they talk about Rishimu. What is the Rishimu in the Kabbalah? The Rishimu is that anytime there's Kiddushah in a certain place, even though the Kiddushah leaves, it leaves an impression in the place. The Kiddushah is still there to a certain degree. There's an impression that's left in the place. Because the Kiddushah was there once, even though it left, but there's still a fragrance. I'll give you an example. It was one time, the Hazon Ish, the great rabbi, he was walking in Bnei Berak on a Friday night. All of a sudden, he stopped at a certain spot, and the students said, what's the matter? And the Hazon Ish starts to breathe. He says, oh. They said, Hakam, what's the matter? He says, I can still smell the Devrei Torah of the two boys from the Panevich Yeshiva that were talking Devrei Torah in the afternoon. In this spot over here, I still feel the Kiddushah in this place. That means in a place where two people spoke the Devrei Torah, even though they left, but there's a Roshim. There's a Roshim in that spot over there. There's some kedusha in that spot, even though he's not there anymore. And that's what Rashi's coming to say. She yitziat the tzaddik min hamakom, that even though the tzaddik leaves the place, there's still a roshim of the tzaddik there. She yitziat the tzaddik osar roshim, that even though Yaakov wasn't there, there was, because he lived in that place, there's a certain impression that the tzaddik always leaves. And therefore the town forever is a different town, because that's the town of Yaakov Binu. He doesn't leave completely. He leaves a little of himself behind. He leaves a little of the kedusha behind. And the opposite is also true. Chas v'shalom, Rav Chaim Palachi writes that machloket is the worst avon. Rav Chaim Vital writes, machloket ahad dohe me'a panasot. One machloket pushes away 100 panasas. That's why we have to be careful not to make a machloket. So Rav Chaim Palachi says, in a place where you see two people having a machloket, and then they left, he says, do not walk on that side of the street, because there's a roshim over there. There's a roshim of Avodah Zarah over there. Because kol ha-ko'es kilu oved Avodah Zarah. Therefore, that place over there, even though they're not there anymore, doesn't matter, across the street. Because you don't want to be in the presence of that energy that was left in that place over there. So that comes to show you that there's not only things that you see, but there's things that you don't see. Therefore, even if a person, like the halakha says, and we'll conclude. Halakha says, if a person cannot pray with a minyan, for whatever reason, he cannot pray with a minyan, he still should come and pray in the Bet Knesset. Why? There's no minyan in the Bet Knesset. It's 9 o'clock. There's no minyan in the Bet Knesset. So he's home. What's the difference to go to the Bet Knesset or to pray? It's the same thing. The Gemara says, no. Because in the Bet Knesset is Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? To all the people that pray in the Bet Knesset, that becomes a Makom Kadosh. Even though there's no minyan, even though there's nobody there, the place itself has a better chance for the tefillot to be answered because of the roshim that's there from all the previous mitpalelim. And that's the key. The key is that we should only try to create positive impressions and positive influences on the places that we are. And our impressions will be there long after we go. Like a ripple effect. When you throw a pebble into a pond, it makes ripples. Even though the guy left a long time ago, but the ripples are still being felt and seen, even by the passerbys later on. And that's the chiddush why the pasuk says, doesn't say, Vayelech Yaakov. It's coming to the know, Vayetzeh Yaakov. That when Yaakov left, Yitziat, Tzadik, Menamakom, Osa, Roshim. Shabbat Shalom.